I usually paint experiences. So I try to put experiences, for example, I take care of a lot of lupus patients. So I try to imagine what a feeling of having pain is like and try to portray in form of art. I do have a painting which tries to portray pain, which is more within and less seen outside, but it is kind of affecting the quality of life. So those kind of, so it's more of an expression expressed in forms of maybe a leaf or maybe an object or maybe a person, but it is the theme which I try to paint. So a lot of times when I come up with an idea of painting and then start painting, usually those are some of the rough times in life when I look back. I do express what I have been feeling at that time. And by expressing in colors, I do feel that I have a little bit more relief. It feels like as if it's a way of venting emotions and feelings. And it also gives me an opportunity to understand, to really go over that situation again and again and see other person's perspective. So I try to make peace with the situation while doing my painting and also get the benefit of relieving some of the emotions bottled up. It helps me understand, just like giving time to process emotions, and then that helps me understand probably some other person's perspective. And it also gives me an opportunity to not only vent out emotions, but also try to connect with the inner soul, which helps in balancing. For me, it's kind of a form of meditation, closer to a form of meditation. And then I've also seen that some of the interesting ideas on research or some of the things which I feel is kind of a roadblock for some of my professional activities, I get some solutions while painting. So I feel that's why I call it like a near meditation for me, because I'm able to understand people better, able to understand why I have those emotions or expressions better, and then get that balance where the brain really starts processing challenges and tries to find those windows that can pop open when the doors are closed.